Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jerry Recco, the play-by-play man, authoring one of the most spectacular seasons in progress of Rutgers basketball. You getting phone calls from all over the country, like, want to talk Rutgers basketball? We got the play-by-play guy on.
No, I've done a couple.
This is a big story in college basketball, man.
You know what? I'm getting a lot of ticket requests.
Oh, okay.
Look at you, man.
I don't have tickets.
Right, exactly.
Isn't that now, you're a different story because everybody goes to you for everything. But isn't that one of the biggest misconceptions?
Yes.
From what we do, that people think that we can just get them tickets somehow?
Yes.
Like, we don't work for the teams. We work for Entercom and WFAN.
Sure.
We can't just go and get tickets. We give away tickets, but that's because there's a relationship with the radio station and the team, and then we give them away as giveaways to the listeners.
I mean, I do work for the team, but I am not given tickets to
games. They don't
give
you any tickets? You know, it's not in your contract, like two tickets for every home game?
They are not, no.
That's
but,
wrong.
I mean, whenever my wife and kids want to go, they're very gracious, and they go any time.
I was just going to say, believe me, like, you know, a couple years back, they would have given you 100 tickets.
Sure.
For free.
Steve Peichel told a great story going into the game on, I guess, last week. There was a scalper out there asking him if he needed tickets on the way in. Didn't know that it was the coach.
Really?
He's like, when I came here, we couldn't give the tickets away.
That's great.
And now they're trying to scalp them outside. So that's kind of cool. But yes, people think we have
tough game this
amounts.
Week at Iowa.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow, yeah. That's going to be a tough one. Maryland went in there and couldn't hit a basket, so...
Tough way
they play tough defense in the Big Ten, Jerry.
This is what I'm told, yes.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, he's seen a lot of that.
I've seen
So the Twins play-by-play guy also does Big Ten TV, Big
Saw
Ten Network TV.
Over the weekend, Corey, yes.
Right, he came up to you and requested more Adam Schein impersonations from me.
Yes, in some way, shape, or form, we were talking about some of your impersonations, and he was discussing how much he loved the Adam Schein.
Right, that's what
And
he
I said, what's special about the Adam Schein one is we don't hear it all the time, so when we do... It's tremendous.
Yeah, and he, well, yeah, it's few and
like
far between.
You know what it's like? When you do the Adam Schein impersonation, it's like blunt force trauma.
Right in your face.
It's like, it's boom, it's like right in your face, and it's like no holding back.
How about Corey out there in Minnesota watching on CBS Sports?
Well, he's friends with Adam, I believe.
Oh, okay, from Syracuse,
yes.
Right? Yeah, yeah, he sent me a tweet about that. All right, we'll move on from that, get to the sports with Jerry Recco. What's going on, Jerry?
All right, well, we got the Baseball Hall of Fame announcement tonight, 6 o'clock. Derek Jeter obviously will be going in, I think it's fair to say. Just a matter of what percentage of the vote does he get. You want to assess, but as you guys mentioned this, tweeting the video of himself. He's running, he's throwing, taking batting practice. So maybe Yoenis will be able to play this year. And Felix Hernandez, formerly of the Mariners, a minor league deal with the Braves. Here's Chiefs head coach Andy Reid. Chiefs going to the Super Bowl against the 49ers next Sunday. Here's Reid. Rumor had it that you partied pretty hard Sunday night after the win in the AFC title game. He says, not really.
A cheeseburger and went to bed.
Pretty much exactly what you think he would say, yes. He did discuss Patrick Mahomes and the fact that he's in Kansas City. It's a match made in heaven.
This city's lucky to have him. I mean, it's a nice matchup. Great fans and having a great quarterback like that.
Also lucky to have the coach. The coach is a great coach. I know he hasn't won a Super Bowl. I talked to Jordan McDonald on WIP last night.
Oh, wow.
And we were discussing this whole thing. And I was just saying, you know what, man? I can't think of a guy who is more highly respected in the NFL than Andy Reid. Now, there may be some, you know, detractors out there and critics and his career or something somehow is not validated because he hasn't won a Super Bowl, which is a bunch of crap. The guy has won everywhere he's been with different sorts of quarterbacks, and now he's got the best young quarterback. So it should be good here the next 5 to 10 years with this grouping.
And with this quarterback, a quarterback that certainly has one of the more brilliant offensive lines, as Reid points out.
We might have academically, you know, one of the smartest groups. We got a doctor. I mean, come on.
Referencing this kid, Laurent Duvernay-Tardif.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. He's a Canadian medical.
Duvernay-Tardif.
There you go.
Tardif. Come on, Jerry. You've heard of
He wanted to have not, doctor actually. On his jersey. You don't remember that story?
I do not remember that story.
Preseason, he lobbied the NFL to put Dr. Luvernay Tardif on the back of his jersey.
Doctor!
And they said no. They said, no, you're not allowed to do that.
A lot made of the fact that the Chiefs have not been in the Super Bowl in 50 years. Reed was asked where he was when that last happened.
50 years ago? I was watching the game. I was doing pump, pass, and kick, you know.
He showed that pump, pass, and kick. Jim Rome did. Did you see it?
I did not.
Have you ever seen him in pump, pass, and kick?
I have not.
It's hilarious.
It's such
you
a
have
great
got
video.
You've got the YouTube or, you know, Google Andy Reid in pump, pass, and kick. He is ginormous.
He was, huh?
He is literally like two of everybody, all the other kids in line.
Yeah, he was eating cheeseburgers and going to bed all the way back then.
I guess so. Yeah. Absolutely. As for Kyle Shanahan, he's happy to have another shot at this after failing with the Falcons a few years ago.
Losing a Super Bowl is extremely tough for everybody, especially when you lose one when you have a 28-3 lead going into the fourth. But the way it came down on me personally, you know, I didn't react to that, I think, the way people would expect, because, you know, there's definitely parts in that Super Bowl that I would love to have back.
He also was asked about being the first father-son duo to lead teams to the Super Bowl with his dad, of course.
It feels pretty cool. I mean, probably like you'd expect. That's surprising. Surprises me, but that is pretty neat. Now, hopefully, the goal will be hopefully to win one.
And you know, also, you know what he learned? What he learned from that Super Bowl, and he's learned from his dad, is you have to run the football. Just because you have Julio Jones and Matt Ryan doesn't mean you have to throw on every down. You have to run the football, and you have to run it effectively, especially late in the game. And that's where the Falcons allowed the game to get away from them.
Well, he doesn't have Julio Jones and Matt Ryan now. He's got Debo Samuel and Jimmy Garoppolo, too. So it's a little less enticing.
And he's got a great defense.
Right, absolutely.
And Tevin Coleman, you were right, G, yesterday when you said maybe dislocated shoulder. That's what he suffered. And they're not ruling him out for the Super Bowl just yet.
Dislocated shoulder and they're not ruling him out? Like,
that's what I read this morning. He has not been ruled out for the game.
Can you pop that thing back in?
I guess you can, right? Why not?
Go for it.
You got the ligaments are stretched and everything. You have the potential of it popping out again. I mean,
he's going to try to play, man.
Could be a one-time only thing in his life, though.
Right. That's one of these problems.
Put it all on the line, right, Jerry?
Put it all on the line.
Yeah. Exactly what I say. Shoot him up. Numb it up so he doesn't feel it, and who cares what it's like after the game, if it's mangled or what does it matter?
Yeah, it does matter, but I get it. And Titans defensive coordinator Dean Pease did announce his retirement.
Didn't he already retire
that
guy?
This is his second time.
Yeah, they pulled him out of retirement.
Yeah, where's he going? Radio.com now?
Maybe.
The Knicks beat the Cavaliers last night, 106-86. They had six players in double figures. Mike Miller, their interim head coach, referencing a big third quarter where they outscored the Cavs 30-14.
It built a little bit of momentum, and we were able to kind of go with it.
And they did. They had Marcus Morris had 19 points along with Julius Randle. Here's Morris. We're just out there playing.
We just continue to go. We're just going to continue to play hard, continue to pregame, continue to get better.
Alfred Payton had 9 assists. He says we actually did something on the other side of the floor, too.
Just when we lock in on the defensive end, things that we're capable of, it's going to be tough on offense some nights, but the defense has to always be there, and that's something we can take away from it.
Knicks tying the Cavaliers at 12-32. Nets lost to the Sixers, 117-111. They have lost 4 straight, 11 of 13. Kenny Atkinson says Philly just really aggressive. You had Ben Simmons going for 34 points. He was 12 of 14, shooting 12 rebounds and 12 assists.
They swarmed us, defensively. I thought and we started to turn it over, and then I think we got a little timid.
Yeah, they turned the ball over, I mean, a million
times. The Brooklyn Nets suck.
They did. In the fourth quarter, they were horrendous.
Well, Kyrie's got a hamstring now? Is that the thing?
Tight hamstring. Apparently wanted to play. Atkinson said no. Or they're covering for him. I'm not sure. Jared Allen, did you match their intensity?
I don't think so. I think we could have brought it to another level. I think they did outmatch us in terms of intensity in the fourth quarter. So I think we messed up on that part.
That's not what you want to hear. Knicks and Nets will both play the Lakers next, but on separate nights. Not going to be a doubleheader or nothing like that.
Did you see this video of Delonte West?
I just was reading about it because I saw the tweet from Jameer Nelson.
It is as tragic as you could imagine. I mean, this guy, many years in the NBA, clearly now suffering from some mental illness or addiction or both.
He's also bankrupt, they said, and homeless.
I mean, it's if you have an idea what Delonte West used to look like, and then you look at this video, it takes a while to figure out that it's actually him. And it's really, really sad. And I hope maybe that this video, even though everybody's seen it and it's just really tough to watch, maybe somebody can now seek him out and try to get him some help.
What was his story back when he was with the Cavs? What was going on there? Something happened with him and somebody's...
Somebody's mom or something.
LeBron's mom?
Yeah, I think it's something like that, yeah. I don't know. It probably has nothing to do with what's going on now.
And then LeBron like just kind of like snapped and lost it in the finals or something like that?
You know, I don't remember the exact details. I do remember Delonte West and LeBron's mom and that being a rumor, but I don't know if it was substantiated at all or what. It was fake news said.
Hey, let's go to Danny and Hazlitt real quick. Danny, what's happening, brother?
Hey, what's up, man? Hey.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, thanks. I was just wondering, Jerry's always focusing so much on Rutgers and the fact that they're ranked. He's never mentioned Seton Hall and the fact that they're ranked number 10 and they've won 7 in a row.
And actually, Danny, if you'd get your head out of your ass, I mentioned before that they moved up 8 spots from 18 to 10. Laugh. Okay, that's funny. I'm just joking, dude.
I think he was actually taking his head out of his ass at that point.
No, just kidding with him.
No, that's why the silence was
actually
there.
All kidding aside, Danny, they moved from 18 to 10, and I mentioned they're going to play Providence tomorrow night.
Okay, I'm just saying this is an exciting time in college
for New Jersey basketball. It's good time.
Yeah, it's great. It's great watching them.
You know
beat
what?
St. John's.
I didn't hear it either.
I mentioned it to Alan. We do a warm-up show between 5:45 and 6, and I hadn't gotten to college basketball yet. You guys brought it up.
Right.
What do I have here, Boomer, if you'd like to read that for me?
I can't see
you,
that.
You can't. Well, you're blind because you're getting old. Well, Seton Hall moved up 8 spots to number 10. Mm-hmm. They play Providence tomorrow, so they are in the top 10 now, which is pretty cool. And Baylor is now the new number one team in the country.
I actually thought they'd be higher than 10, Seton Hall.
I did, too. I thought they'd be around 5 or 6.
And I could vouch for Jerry on a couple of reasons here. One is I did hear him say that at the end of the warm-up show when they came back from break. And two, I brought up the Rutgers thing off the bat because Jerry does the play-by-play for them. If he did play-by-play for Seton Hall, I'd be saying, hey, look, top 10 team, Jerry.
But it's also
Recco.
One of the reasons why Jerry has a Rutgers job is because he works here, so we can talk about them when he's here and he's doing their games.
I mean, and also Seton Hall has had a decent history the last couple of years.
For sure.
Tournament appearances. This is the first time in 41 years that Rutgers has been ranked. They had some really, really low times, so that's why we bring it up. I don't know why I have to explain this, but I'm explaining
that's it. That's all right. We're good. What else? Blazers-Warriors last night. They go to overtime, and Damian Lillard leads Portland to a win.
Dame to set a new franchise record. Free throw on the way. Got it! 61 for Damian Lillard! He breaks his own franchise record.
And that is Blazers radio with the call. They wind up winning 129-124. I think he was 17 of 37 shooting. Got to the free throw line a bunch as well as Portland gets the victory over Golden State. Celtics just smashed the Lakers 139-107, 27 for Jason Tatum. And the Thunder topped the Rockets 112-107. Did you see James Harden's line by any chance?
I did not see his line, no.
You want to give me his he didn't have a good night. I'll be up front.
He was
you
want to give
How about his 3-point shooting?
I was going to say, all right, so I'm going to say he was 3 for 21.
Greg?
I'll say 2 for 18.
You're both very close. 1 for 17 from 3.
Wow.
He was so bad that he stayed after the arena emptied out and was shooting and shooting and shooting.
Oh, good for him. I mean, good for you.
That's right. And the Pelicans beat the Grizzlies 126-116. New Orleans hit 21 threes and Zion Williamson's debut tomorrow night.
Wow.
And who do they play
tomorrow
night?
Exciting times. They're going to play one of the teams in the NBA.
Spurs.
Is it the Spurs?
Spurs, yeah.
I didn't check.
Okay.
I just know that because it's a big thing on ESPN that I saw last night. Zion debut Wednesday night. So they will have that. We mentioned the college basketball. Baylor, the new number one. Rangers Islanders for the 17th time this week tonight. And you've got the first round of the Australian Open. Gael Monfils with a straight set win. Straight set wins for Simona Halep and Elena Svetolina.
Elena Svetolina. All right. Yes. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.